This morning on WCHL, Moral Monday returns to Raleigh.
Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly.
We'll update you on what progress was made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the weekend. Budget talks resume tonight here in Chapel Hill. And will you be one of close to 1,000 people expected to give blood tomorrow? These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, less than three innings remain in the UNC Long Beach State elimination game. And the Tar Heel baseball team needs to make up some ground when play resumes today after rain halted the action. And
the Chapel Hill girls won the state soccer championship in storybook fashion.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. Our high temperature today, about 80 degrees. It'll get a little warmer as the week wears on, but not unbearably so. Our high in the middle of the week in the upper 80s. So once again, about 80 today. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back on a regular schedule this evening after Memorial Day last week moved activities to Tuesday. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis' office for nearly 10 hours and were arrested early Wednesday morning for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration to take place in Raleigh.
Tomorrow, Monday, will focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly, 5:00. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
The rally begins at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall in downtown Raleigh behind the North Carolina General Assembly building at 16 West Jones Street. That's where all the Moral Monday protests took place last year. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3:00 today at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. And once again, Moral Monday will get back to its regular schedule today after the change last week for Memorial Day. Three major and very controversial decisions have been made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the past weekend: the Senate's new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014-15 this weekend. Democrats were not pleased with how quickly that decision was made, as it allowed for very minimum negotiation. They seem to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing its own approval rather than the perspectives of the general public. As part of this new budget plan, legislators also desire to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% pay raise. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the motion, as they want more protection from unfriendly politics surrounding schools presently. These raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that would come from public school spending and, who knows, other sources. Other states are allegedly not attempting this swap of pay raise for tenure. Only in North Carolina, as far as we know, Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers, but more of a cover-up for legislators' inability to manage money wisely. That's according to the Democrats. The fracking bill, completely supported by the House Republicans, is now on its way to be signed by Governor Pat McCrory, who's more than ready to help it get it passed. He's already said that he would sign it. Fracking, of course, is short for hydraulic fracturing. While Democrats were clearly unhappy with this bill, they couldn't halt the process. They tried. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as a compromise before it was sent to Governor Pat McCrory. Many North Carolinians fear what fracking might mean for chemicals that could get into well water. Hydraulic fracturing is, after all, a combination of water and dirt and or sand and chemicals. With a hydraulic process getting into stones, And the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how fracking will be carried out. A lot of environmentalists are worried about fracking. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with each major decision processed by the General Assembly of North Carolina, particularly this past weekend with these three big things passed. The uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are ever going to get better. The risky move of raising teachers' salaries while eliminating assistance and tenure is causing a big rift. Displeasure from educators in North Carolina and unfavorable fracking plans that may affect local businesses in a way that they're unwilling to comply. Chapel Hill Town Council will meet tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax rate increase and does set aside $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives. But housing advocates say that's not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing programs. The council will also get an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Public Library, located at 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council will meet tonight, ironically, at the Chapel Hill Public Library building, the new one, off Festus Drive in Chapel Hill on Library Drive. That meeting will start at 6 o'clock. And once again, one of the major things they're talking about is selling the old Chapel Hill Public Library. The UNC community has another chance to save thousands of lives at the annual Carolina Blood Drive. It happens tomorrow at the Dean Smith Center here in Chapel Hill. Students, staff, and members of the Chapel Hill community are encouraged to donate blood to the Carolinas region of the American Red Cross, which has helped collect almost 23,000 units of blood to save lives and increase treatments in various hospitals since it all started here in Chapel Hill 26 years ago. This is the 26th annual event. This year's goal is set at collecting 850 pints of blood. To thank donors for participating, they'll have all kinds of refreshments from local restaurants. Donors and volunteers can also enjoy visits from UNC head football coach Larry Fedora. Ramesses will be there. Athletic director Bubba Cunningham will be there, and other well-known people lending their support to the cause. There's also a chance to win various door prizes throughout the day. You can schedule an appointment or sign up as a volunteer via a link on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. And once again, if you'd like to find out more, they would like for you to call and make an appointment, although it's not entirely necessary. It will help speed the process if you call and make an appointment, but they do take walk-ins. If you'd like to find out more, go to unc.edu/blood, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Let's save lives the Carolina way. That is tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center. It is 7:13 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We do have some heavy slowdowns right now on 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, seeing some heavy delays. Southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Estes Drive, seeing heavier delays there. 15501 southbound also seeing some minor to moderate delays between Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange down to the Ephesus Church Road area, so be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
If I'm missing this before, you look really good today with that nice checked shirt and matching tie.
Thank you very much.
Just always so impressed with your sartorial splendor.
Wow. Man, get Wayne Pond on the phone for that one.
I worked on that one over the weekend just so I'd have it ready to go today.
That was very nice.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't going to use it if it wasn't appropriate, but well, it is appropriate, so I used it.
I'm going to go Google that right now.
Yeah, I think you should. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This traffic report has been brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Listen, if you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or an engagement ring, hopefully a one-of-a-kind, a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming out for so long, remember that Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Villas Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to mostly clear with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the middle 80s, about 5 degrees warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, and the low in the middle 60s. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, probably, and high in the upper 80s. So warmer still on Wednesday. Temperatures will get progressively warmer as the week wears on here. And all together today, one more time, really nice, lots of sunshine, and a high today about 80 degrees.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial positions, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL.
717 at WCHL. You heard about it on CBS News just a little while ago, and autopsy is planned today on actress Ann B. Davis. She played the housekeeper, Alice, on The Brady Bunch. If you remember watching that show, certainly you'll remember Ann B. Davis as Alice. Davis died on Sunday at a San Antonio hospital. She was 88 years old. A longtime friend of Davis says she suffered a fall on Saturday at her San Antonio home. But up until that point, she had been in pretty good health. Actress Ann B. Davis, dead in Texas at the age of 88. A quick programming note this morning. All during the month of May and for a few days here in June, we've been honoring special moms as part of our Hometown Heroes program. And these are special moms who not only do good things as moms, but also do good things in our community. And today it's Pat Lopp. You'll hear more about her later on in the hour. And for the rest of the week, we'll have these very special moms in our spotlight. But starting on Friday, which will be the last day of these special presentations, voting will begin to pick the very best one, the most deserving award winner. And the voting ends on the 13th. So you'll have a week to vote, and the winner will be announced then. You vote on chapelboro.com, and the hometown hero with the very most votes wins. And what the mom gets, in addition to the spa from the Massage Envy Spa massage that they've already received, they will get another special prize, a BMW convertible, the use of it for a weekend from Performance Auto Mall for a great weekend, and an upscale dinner on the town. So once again, listen for these very special moms all week long. Voting will start on Friday of this week and will continue for a week as your opportunity to select the very most deserving mom of all. That's part of our Hometown Heroes program here at WCHL. It is 7:18. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to talk about this morning. Carolina baseball, Game 5 of the 2014 NCAA Gainesville Regional between North Carolina and Long Beach State, was stopped due to rain, with the Dirtbags leading 5-4 in the top of the seventh inning. It will resume today at 12 noon down in Gainesville. And when it does resume, it will be in the top of the seventh. The two teams sat through more than 6 hours of delays after the 1:05 start before the field was finally deemed unplayable. Both teams homered in the first inning, with Ivo Patron and Sky Bolt sending matching two-run shots out to right field. Carolina took its first lead in the second inning on a Corey Dunbar safety squeeze before Patron drove in two more in the top of the third to give Long Beach State a 4-3 advantage. Tyler Ramirez singled home Sky Bolt in the bottom of the inning to make it 4-4 before Michael Hill solo homer gave Long Beach State the one-run lead they will carry into today in the resumption of the game. Starters Zach Gallen and Ryan Millison were lost after the first rain delay of over 3 hours in the bottom of the fourth. Gallen went four innings and allowed four runs on five hits, while Millison was touched for four runs on nine hits in 3 2/3 innings. When play resumes today, Long Beach State will have runners on first and second with one out, again in the top of the seventh. Spencer Traynor, who had just replaced Zach Rice when the second rain delay started, is in the game for the Tar Heels. Game 6 of the Gainesville Regional will begin 55 minutes after the Tar Heels' Dirtbags' completion. College of Charleston awaiting the winner. If a seventh game is necessary, it would be played tomorrow, again at 12 noon. So again, Carolina baseball today at 12 noon, right here on WCHL. Very frustrating when it comes to baseball, having these long delays, players sitting around and waiting all that time, fans sitting around waiting all that time. Many left the stadium. There was a lot of very serious rain, some very strong winds that I understand nearly blew the tarp off the field. And, of course, back here in Chapel Hill. A lot of people listening to WCHL, including Alex Curley in the studio, waiting to see if that game would ever resume. But again, it will resume today at 12 noon. Hopefully, the weather will be a lot better. We'll talk with Bobby Hunley about all of this coming up next hour on WCHL, about not only the frustrations, but where the Tar Heels are, their chance to win. If they lose, it's all over, but they can win, and they've done that many times with their backs against the wall this season, and hopefully move on in the NCAA tournament. It's a double elimination tournament, of course. Tar Heels have already lost once. Blake Smith drove in three runs. Maryland beat South Carolina a second straight time, a 10-1 victory on Sunday night to win the NCAA tournament's Columbia Regional. The Terrapins are 39-21 on the season now. They haven't been to the tournament since 1971. They're certainly making up for lost time. They halted the Gamecocks' 28-game NCAA tournament home win streak on Saturday night before decisively closing out the regional at Carolina Stadium in Columbia. Maryland next faces the champion of the Charlottesville Regional in the best-of-three Super Regional Series for a spot in the College World Series. Smith's two-run single in the fourth put Maryland ahead for good, 2-1. Smith added another RBI in a three-run ninth, and Maryland is now 39-21. South Carolina was heavily favored. They finished the season at 44-18. They just couldn't recover and failed to advance in home regional play for the first time since 1976. Gamecocks had given up double-digit runs in a home regional only once before. That was in a 12-1 loss to Furman, and that was 38 years ago. Still celebrating in Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill High School girls soccer team scored a pair of second-half goals, capturing his first-ever state title with a 2-1 win over West Regional champ and number 6 seed Weddington in Saturday's North Carolina High School Athletic Association 3A championship match at North Carolina State University. The Tigers scored a goal with about 60 seconds left in that game to win it. The number 9 seed, or to put the capper on it, number 9 seed, the Tigers shook off a poor first half and overcame a rare deficit, ensuring that Coach Ron Benson would retire a winner after three decades with the program. Now think about this. They were seeded number 9 going in. They continued to knock off higher seeded teams, and they were playing the number 6 seed in the championship game over the weekend at North Carolina State University and managed to win there too. Coach Benson said he knew that he had a good team, even though it didn't play well in the first half, but he was so relieved they came out refreshed in the second half and played better. Did they ever, often forcing the Warriors back on their heels and creating frustration that manifested itself in three yellow cards being handed out to the Charlotte area team. Benson is 73 years old. He absorbed the hugs of many well-wishers following the exhausting battle between two superb soccer programs. And, of course, Benson had announced earlier that this is going to be his last season. What a great way for him to go out as the winner of the state championship. And he's been a winner all along and has done wonderful things for that program. But Ron Benson retiring now with the state championship trophy in hand. The winner was able to go out a champion. Congratulations, Ron Benson and the Chapel Hill High School girls soccer team winning the state championship. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Chapel Hill girls won the state soccer championship in storybook fashion. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. It wasn't exactly Al Michaels intoning, "Do you believe in miracles?" But how the Chapel Hill Tigers won the girls' 3A state soccer championship was pretty miraculous, don't you think? First off was the pressure to win for retiring coach Rob Benson, who was hanging up his whistle after 34 years on High School Road. Benson had won nearly 700 soccer matches coaching both Tiger programs over his career, the last half leading the girls, who had been perennially ranked but never won a state title. Then there were the three rallies for Benson in his last three games. First came the quarterfinal last weekend at Swansboro, when Chapel Hill came back with three second-half goals. Mia Spencer tied it with 29 minutes left in the game on a cross from Sophie Nielsen. Less than 4 minutes later, Frances Rulin gave the Tigers a 2-1 lead. And finally, Megan Dell scored the insurance goal on an assist from UNC recruit Alex Kimball for a 3-1 victory. It was even hairier in Tuesday night's semifinal when Chapel Hill finally broke a scoreless tie at Wilson Fike in the 67th minute. Kimball picked up a loose ball and let fly from 18 feet. The shot was blocked, but Kimball was there on a rebound and drilled it past Fight goalie E.J. Proctor, who will see Kimball again for the next 4 years after having signed with Duke. Spencer scored the safety goal with 3 minutes left, and the 2-0 win sent Chapel Hill to Saturday's 3A state championship against Matthews Weddington on the big stage at NC State. With 11 minutes to go and the Tigers trailing 1-0, Spencer scored on a centering pass from Kimball. To show you how competitive girls soccer has become in this state, Weddington had taken the lead 14 minutes into the game on a goal by a ninth-grade starter. Dogged by the Weddington defense all day, Kimball finally got loose on the left wing, drew two defenders toward her, and centered the ball to Spencer, who tied the score on a low laser. It looked like overtime, but with 90 seconds remaining, Nielsen won the race to the right corner and centered the ball to the oncoming Dell, who slammed it in for the championship in Benson's final game. "If you told me to write this story, I don't think I could have done it quite this way," said Benson. After 27 playoff appearances, "Congratulations, Coach. This is Art Chansky. See ya."
The final bell will ring before you know it. And for many kids, that means summer camp. And that means a physical is needed. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young camper can start that much-anticipated summer adventure. Our caring physicians and staff are ready. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Charlie Ferris from Jersey Mike's Subs on Elliott Road, and I'm happy to announce that we're bringing the best sub sandwich on the planet to Chapel Hill North. Our customers asked and we listened. You can now enjoy the same high-quality subs and exceptional customer service you love at 1802 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill North. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather in our large outside seating area. Order online at jerseymikes.com or call us at 919-903-8946.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have three convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com, and we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels wishes to thank all the sponsors of Dining for Dollars, a fundraiser that will be held June 5th at Hickory Tavern in Carrboro. We especially appreciate the support of Performance Subaru, Hickory Tavern, Silverback Asset Management, and Food Logic. You can learn more about this event by visiting chcmow.org or calling 919-942-2948. And, as usual, many thanks to WCHL for caring about our community.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for Women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price. In their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road, pure shopping bliss in a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
7:30 at WCHL. Time to take a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And the low and the middle.
Really nice today. 58 degrees
still
right now.
Sunny skies
all day. Our high slight chance
about
80.
Mostly
tonight,
mostly clear with low and the middle.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace
serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. Cruisers, good to go.
It's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community. You will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A new plan to be unveiled today by the president to call for coal-burning power plants to cut emissions by 30% by the year 2030.
This is the biggest piece of President Obama's climate action plan, the biggest step he can take to protect our children from dangerous climate change that's coming right at us.
At the Natural Resources Defense Council, David Doniger.
We have limits on every other kind of pollutant that comes from these plants. We have a loophole for carbon pollution that needs to be closed.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. President Obama's action will put a first-time nationwide limit on carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants. Scientists say the emissions are the biggest source of greenhouse gases blamed for global warming. The White House says that the states will have the flexibility to meet the strict new mandate, but today's announcement is expected to start a drawn-out legal fight between the administration and industry opponents that question the president's power to impose the rule.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:32, we have 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine underway with a high today of about 80. I'm Rod Stutz. The ongoing Moral Monday protest is back in its regular schedule this evening after Memorial Day last week moved activities to Tuesday. That's when 14 protesters of Republican policies in the North Carolina General Assembly refused to leave House Speaker Tom Tillis' office for almost 10 hours and were arrested in the wee hours of the morning on Wednesday for second-degree trespassing. At a Durham NAACP office press conference on Friday, movement leader Reverend William Barber previewed today's demonstration to take place in Raleigh.
Tomorrow, Monday, we'll focus again on health and environmental justice. Yes, we will gather again at the General Assembly at 5 o'clock. Yes, we will put face on these policies.
Once again, that is Reverend William Barber. The rally begins at 5 p.m. today at Halifax Mall, the usual place behind the General Assembly building at 16 West Jones Street in Raleigh. A pre-rally meeting is scheduled for 3 at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church, located at 1801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. But again, much larger numbers to gather at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly building at 5 o'clock. Three major and controversial decisions were made in the North Carolina General Assembly over the past weekend. The Senate's new spending plan, teacher pay raises, and the fracking bill. The Senate has decided upon a new $21.1 billion spending plan for 2014-15 this weekend. Democrats were not pleased with how quickly the decision was made, as it allowed for very little negotiation. They seem to be in consensus that the Senate was only interested in hearing its own approval rather than the perspectives of the general public. As part of this new budget plan being set forth, legislators also want to encourage teachers to give up their tenure in exchange for an 11% raise in pay. Teachers, in response, are disagreeing with the motion as they want more protection from unfriendly politics surrounding the schools. These raises are also planned to be gathered from cuts that would come from public school spending. Other states are allegedly not attempting this swap of pay raise for tenure, only in North Carolina, as far as we know. Democrats agree that this action is not for the benefit of the teachers, but more of a cover-up for legislators' inability to manage money wisely. Again, that's the view of the Democrats. The fracking bill, completely supported by the House Republicans, now finds its way to be signed by Governor Pat McCrory, who is more than ready to help get it passed. He's already said that he would sign it immediately. Well, Democrats are clearly unhappy with the fracking bill. They failed to halt the process, even though they tried. Instead, they were able to add a few minor alterations to the bill as a compromise before being sent to Governor McCrory. Many North Carolinians fear what fracking might mean for our state's weld water, as well as how the Senate now seems to have the ability to override local governments in relation to how fracking will be carried out. A lot of people still want better guidelines in place, stronger restrictions in place before fracking begins, but drilling could start as early as May of next year. So, fracking, short for hydraulic fracturing, still a very controversial issue, but appears to be on its way to North Carolina as soon as next year. As of now, there seems to be a great deal of controversy with every one of those major decisions processed by the General Assembly of North Carolina over the past weekend. The uncertainty regarding the decided amount of the budget has some questioning how things are ever going to get better now. The risky move of raising teachers' salaries while eliminating assistance and tenure is causing a big rift. There's a lot of displeasure from educators all over North Carolina, and the fracking plans, of course, have people divided as well. The Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight to hash out next year's budget plan. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax rate increase and does set aside $188,000 to fund affordable housing initiatives, but housing advocates say that's not enough, and they're calling on the council to dedicate the equivalent of one penny of the current tax rate, or about $755,000, to fund affordable housing initiatives. The council will also receive an update on potential plans to sell the old Chapel Hill Public Library, located at 528 East Franklin Street. The town is partnering with Preservation North Carolina to identify possible buyers. The council will meet tonight, ironically, at the new Chapel Hill Public Library building at 6 o'clock. That's just off Library Drive. And we have a big blood drive coming up tomorrow. This is a big deal. 26th annual UNC blood drive at the Dean Smith Center starts at 7 o'clock in the morning and will last until 6 p.m. And this year they have a goal of collecting 850 pints of blood. You can find out more by going to the website for the Red Cross. That is, or go to for this particular blood drive. It's unc.edu/blood. Or you can call the Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS, to make an appointment. It's not entirely necessary to make an appointment. They encourage you to do that if you're going to go over because it might speed the process a little bit. But you can walk in if that's what you need to do. Again, that takes place tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Let's all continue to save lives the Carolina way. All right. Rand Northam is in the studio this morning. And Rand, how's it going, big guy? You had a big weekend?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it wasn't that big, I guess, necessarily. Yeah. It was fairly relaxing, which was nice.
You went to see Mamma Mia on Friday
went
night,
to see Mamma Mia, yep. It was Saturday night. We went and saw the Saturday night show, and that was the second time I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Randy had never seen it, and yeah. I love that show.
Yeah.
My dad was a huge ABBA fan, which is kind of surprising. It's just not his usual cup of tea, I guess.
Yeah.
He was a country and western kind of guy. You know?
Really?
And so ABBA, but he loved ABBA. And so I grew up hearing it all the time, and then mm-hmm. Mamma Mia came out, and we all went to the show when I was younger and saw that. Now, seeing it again was so much fun. It was a good cast. Really good cast.
I'm sure it was a great show, because every show at Deepak is good.
Oh, yes. Outstanding.
I, on the other hand, have never been an ABBA fan. So
okay.
At
all
any
right.
rate, you know, mm-hmm. that's just personal preference.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that I like that he never would have liked.
Sure.
You know?
I'm sure.
So, at any rate, I'm glad to see you in here this morning. You made it. It's been a rather warm weekend.
That's
true. I did some work in the yard this weekend, mowing the grass and all that, watering the plants and all that sort of thing.
Unfortunately, I was stuck inside. I had to edit some videos and things for another project I'm doing and wasn't able to get out to the pool. We've got a new pool at our new place, so we were hoping to get out there, but weren't quite able to get out there, but we'll try it again this week.
I wasn't able to get out to the pool either, so.
First world problems, I know. but for this Monday, I do have a lesson for everyone.
Oh,
because some people have probably already seen this, but some have not, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Last week, of course, was the spelling bee that everyone talks about when it happens. I mean, it's just, you know, genius kids coming together and spelling words that Wayne Pond doesn't even know.
Yeah.
So, but there was a lesson learned last week, and we're bringing that to you today.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it. I know it. I totally know it. Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Ooh.
So the moral of the story here today, folks, is not to celebrate too soon.
No.
One letter decided the fate of that young man, and he was so happy because he knew Kabara Goya, which he did not.
I don't even know what that means.
I I probably should have Googled it when I first saw it. But Kabaragoya, yeah. So that was just, I mean, it went viral instantly on YouTube. Yeah. People have been talking about this as soon as that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talking about this.
Of course, co-champions. They were co-champions this past week. But, you know, it's amazing that the spelling bee, of all things, that is one of the most talked about things when it takes place.
It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, since you're here, why don't you tell us what's going on at chapelbro.com today?
I would love to. Jeff Danner returns with another Common Science column, and he's talking about fracking again. It's the Fracking Gag Rule Part 2, The Real Reasons. Of course, he brought you Part 1 last week talking about the fracking rule that says you cannot, says that anybody who knows the chemicals that are used in the fracking process in North Carolina cannot disclose those, or else it, I believe, could be a felony.
Yeah, I can't understand that.
It's quite the controversial rule that has been made.
No kidding.
And they're even talking about, there's a line in there talking about emergency response personnel, like the crews that show, you know, if there's a spill or something like that, that emergency response personnel cannot disclose what kind of chemicals were used in that. So it's,
that shows right there that we're dealing with some really dangerous stuff.
Well, sure.
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, and what Jeff Danner is talking about is the fact that none of this is proprietary information, that it's a useless bill, essentially, because that information is shared elsewhere. And so that is his frustration with this rule that has been made. So you want to see, you'll want to read part two of his conversation, because he's talking about the real reasons behind it today.
And of course, Jeff will be on with Aaron Keck this afternoon.
That's right. He is joining us as always. He always does in the afternoon, so we're glad. And Aaron is actually extending his 3 to 5 broadcast now. Mm-hmm. We've got a little bit longer conversations, more in-depth. You've seen some posts on our website, chapelboro.com, talking or bringing you those interviews with the extended conversations with these people. He's going to be talking more about local issues, politics, anything like that, just local things that are going on, and taking the national stories and making them local as well. So I hope you'll tune in from 3 to 5 throughout the weeks coming up as Aaron kind of changes his format up a little bit. Of course, we lost Ed Schultz as of last week, and we've shifted our programming a little bit. Right now, we've got Tom Hartman on the air, and then Aaron is changing his programming a little bit right now as well. So
the whole Ed Schultz thing, through no fault of our own, by the way.
Exactly.
Just to let you know, he's not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's right. So also, we've got our calendar page on our website, chapelboro.com, with lots of great events going on in and around Chapelboro, and check out our photo galleries as well. Susan Murray has some outstanding photos, as always, posted there. That's all on chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right, talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
Matt Hughes on the way next with today's commentary.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Gene Sutterth, Cedars member since 2005. Here's what Gene had to say.
My husband, Tom Sutterth, former state senator, passed away in 2010. He is the reason we came here. But let me tell you why I love living at the Cedars. The location is priceless. We are right in the middle of everything. Grocery stores, the Metamont community, the security and transportation are incredible. The grounds are breathtaking. The food is delicious. I am a vegetarian, and they even customize my pizza. The perks offered on campus are endless. Workout room, pool, hair salon, newspapers, movies, concerts, and so much more. My beloved Tom brought me to the right place.
Thanks, Gene. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Concerts? Check. Outdoor movies? Check. Fresh and local goods? Check and check. Chapel Hill's new old neighborhood, Southern Village, has every ingredient for your perfect Southern summer. And guess what? Good times are cooking. Our farmers market takes place every Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30. And on Sunday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m., we welcome the North Carolina Symphony for an epic performance on the Village Green. So come have yourself a real Southern summer. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether the Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals, they listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutz.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz, host of the WCHL Morning News here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Just one pint of blood can help save up to 3 lives. You can do your part at the 26th Annual Carolina Blood Drive. Join me and the American Red Cross June 3rd from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center. Visit unc.edu/blood or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Let's save lives the Carolina way.
7:46 at WCHL. We have 58 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. A common complaint that almost everyone has is that young people need to be more involved in the community. However, that's not what I see. In fact, I think folks are just not going to where the young people are. In our community, I see young people active every day, whether it's political or social activism or just volunteering in the community. My generation, the millennials, could be a pessimistic bunch. When you look at what we've encountered between terrorism, endless wars, a great recession, you would think that we would be a pessimistic bunch. In fact, I think the opposite is true. We have optimism and boundless idealism rooted in realism. 50 years ago, we remembered the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Martin Luther King was just one of the many leaders of the civil rights movement who really changed America for the better. However, he's also an example of what young people are capable of. King was one of the leaders of the Montgomery bus boycott at the age of 26. He and many did not wait for someone to give them the opportunity to change something that was fundamentally unjust in our system. Instead, he and many others seized the opportunity to right a serious wrong in Montgomery. Young people need to realize the power of their dreams and never be afraid to step up, and with the support of the community and their elders, anything is possible. Some folks have said that my generation has the potential to be the greatest generation if given the chance. However, I do worry about the educational opportunities to expand and learn for subsequent generations. But at the same time, I'm convinced that my generation will rise to the occasion. This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Amanda Nash. Summer blockbusters are right around the corner. We hit the streets to find out your favorite recent films.
My name's Claire Griffin. I'm from Chapel Hill. The Other Woman. It was just funny. I like Cameron Diaz, and it was just interesting to see her again.
I'm Rachel King, and I live in Chapel Hill. Recently, I guess, the new Spider-Man movie was pretty awesome. The ending, I thought, was really awesome.
My name's Max. I live in Carrboro. I saw that Despicable Me 2 movie. That was really fun. That was cute. It was enjoyable. The writing was suitable for kids and adults, and it had a great soundtrack. It was just a nice, fun little piece of film instead of something serious, which is normally what I go for in movies.
What's your favorite recent movie?
Luke Gilligan, Chapel Hill, Dallas Buyers Club. I enjoyed the story and the acting, and it was kind of neat that it was, you know, based on a true story, but still sort of an interesting, exciting movie.
Elliot Wernland from Raleigh. Anchorman 2. Thought it was a good social commentary on modern news. Get them, Fox.
My name's Nicole Kempton. I'm from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My favorite recent movie is Silver Linings Playbook. I just thought that it was a great story with character development that you don't typically get in a lot of big Hollywood blockbusters, and it felt more like watching a novel unfold.
My name is Ayaka Nakano, and I live in Chapel Hill. 12 Years a Slave was really good. I cried a lot during the movie.
I'm Christina Gallardi, and I live in Carrboro. Life of Pi. I thought most movies that are based on books are not as good as the books, but that one actually lived up to it.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Morning, it is 7:50 at WCHL. Time now for your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
Well, we usually see it at this time, Ron. 15501 northbound between NC 54 through the I-40 interchange up to Garrett Road. Seeing some slight delays this morning. Nothing major there, but you might see a little bit of a slowdown. 15501 southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Estes Drive. Also seeing some delays. If you're heading westbound towards the Chapel Hill Carborough area from the Wake County and Raleigh area, right from Wade Avenue on I-40 heading westbound, seeing some delays as you head towards Harrison Avenue. Those are a little heavier, so if you're trying to get to Chapel Hill Carborough, give yourself some extra time this morning and be sure to be on the lookout in that area. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a minute or so here. And we'll have your weather forecast in a moment. But first, this word for the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 58 degrees, sunny skies today, high today about 80. Tonight clear with a low in the middle 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So a little bit warmer tomorrow. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed it tastes great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 752 WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, after a long weekend performing in Las Vegas, Wayne Pond. How you doing this morning, sir? And welcome back to North Carolina.
Say hello to my friend Siegfried and Roy.
I will. No problem.
And watch out for the large tiger.
I hope you had an opportunity to spend some time with Wayne Newton while you were out there.
My idol. My childhood hero.
Donk Jane.
Hey, speaking of whom, did you hear the story this morning on the news about poor Casey Kasem, Ron?
Oh, man. You know.
Is that enough to make an aging DJ sort of bend over and just go away?
You know, I have never liked Casey Kasem.
You didn't?
Yeah, I never liked him because he's just so. Well, I've never liked him, but at the same time, now I'm feeling really sorry for him. I mean, yeah. You know, people just leave him alone.
It's a sad story.
It honestly is.
And like most stories in radio, it ends as a tragedy, not a comedy.
That's true.
All right. Well, listen, pal, I got a dandy for you this morning. And by the way, I just want you to know, Mary Donna is collecting the words. She said that she heard you and Rand talking about the spelling bee.
Yeah.
And she's collecting words that we're going to pile up here and use from the recent spelling bee. I don't know how far we'll get down that road.
Oh, man. Well,
usually it's just me reaching over onto the stack of words that I've stolen from the internet, you know.
Well, I'm not going to do what that kid did and stand up and say, I know it,
yes.
Until I'm sure that I know it.
All right. Well, speaking of words, here we go. There's lots of them. They surround us all the time. The word of the day is Lebensraum. Lebensraum. We're traveling to Europe, to Germany, I suppose, that would be the country of origin here. L-E-B. L-E is in boy. L-E-B-E-N. S-R-A-U-M. L-E-B-E-N. I got that?
Yeah.
S-R-A-U-M. Lebensraum. I think I'm pronouncing this right. When Spanish I can do okay, but French, Italian, and German, you're on your own.
Yeah,
don't criticize me. Lebensraum is a noun. It's all about a state of mind, Ron. And specifically, the dictionary defines Lebensraum as a sort of mass mental sense in a state or a country about what a nation or a state, a country believes is needed or is necessary for its natural development. This is a very large word that encompasses lots and lots of of verbal and I suppose geographical territory. I was thinking, if Chapel Hill were its own country, what would, and a lot of people think it is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, true. A lot of people think Carborough's its own country, too.
Yeah, well, the Invisible University and the Blue Sky Party, hey, we can talk about those some morning if you want.
Yeah.
What would the Lebensraum of Chapel Hill be? Let's see, it would be several national basketball championships all in a row, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and getting rid of all the idiots who now run the legislature over in Raleigh. And in case that didn't get through, I can be a little more specific if you like.
It's all right. I got you.
I thought that was too subtle for you. So. And let's see what else. And lots of beautiful buildings, yeah. Without any taxes, and lots of parking. And nobody complains about anything. Would that be Chapel Hill, Lebensraum?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Well, I hope I've brightened your morning a little
you
bit
have.
Here.
Have a good day, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you could do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Time now for the clean joke of the day.
It is.
Look who we brought in here. We have spared
look
no
expense. Look what the cat dragged in.
No expense.
Look what the feral cat's dragged into the studio.
We got a bunch of them in the parking lot.
I know, we do. And we feed them every day.
I see them every morning when I come to work. You know, they scramble out of the... They're on the pavement in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, because it's warm.
Right, exactly. You know. But it makes me so scared I'm going to, you know, drive over one of them. But they're really good. They always get out the way.
Yeah, they do. And you know, I drive into the parking lot, and there'll be three or four of them, and they'll scatter by the time I get to my parking
scatter
space.
Scatter like cockroaches, like roaches.
Exactly.
And on that note, I have a joke about cockroaches.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, well, I see what you did there.
Did you see what I did?
Smooth transition.
It's almost like I do this for a living or something.
Almost like you get paid for doing
almost,
this.
Almost, all right. Almost. So these two roaches, Tom and Oscar,
right,
are hanging out next to a dumpster enjoying a snack. "Hey, Tom," said Oscar to his friend. "You know that restaurant down the block? I went there yesterday to pick up some scraps, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. Hmm. I could practically see my reflection through the shiny wax floor."
Mm-hmm.
"Oscar," hollered Tom, spitting the food out of his mouth. "Please, not while I'm eating."
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL hometown hero, another very special mom. Kristen Tucker and her sister Trisha Tucker Peterson, who lives out in Texas, nominated their mom, Pat Lopp, as a hometown hero. And Pat Lopp is a small-town farm girl from Iowa with a big heart and beauty that shines inside and out. And Kristen, you told me about her senior year in high school. She accomplished a lot then.
Yes, she was both the salutatorian of her class and homecoming queen.
My goodness. When you think of your mom, you think about good times, I know.
I do. I think of my favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz, because that Midwestern farm girl has taught me that there's no place like home. Not only does she enhance a home with her decorating skills and culinary talent, but by creating special magic for the holidays and birthdays.
Kristen, you're not in Kansas anymore. Today, Pat Lott volunteers her time and talents for many organizations in Chapel Hill and also in Hillsborough, and she's been doing this for a really long time. How long has she been here?
27 years, Ron.
Tell me about some of the things that she's done.
Well, for years, she's juggled her volunteer roles with the skill of a CEO. For 13 years, she volunteered weekly at the Interfaith Council Community House as a receptionist and helping in the community kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, she lends her gardening prowess to the Hillsborough Garden Club. Church Women United is an ecumenical group that she's taken a leadership role in, along with a women's philanthropy group called PEO that is dedicated to raising money for projects that further women's education.
I understand she's also involved in her church.
University United Methodist Church. Over the years, she's had too many roles to count, from staff parish committee to appearance committee, a trustee, a Stephen minister. She's in a women's circle, and she's a wonderful singer in the chancel choir.
Sometimes I guess it's probably tough to keep up with her schedule.
It is. Thursday is her busy day. She works in the church office all day assisting the staff with the phones and any projects. Then she helps the music director filing music. Then she stays for choir practice from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's tough to keep up with their schedule. Absolutely.
Pat Lopp sounds like the kind of person who is always putting other people first. And she does sound like an inspiring person. And I bet she's taught you a lot about giving back to the community.
Well, I'm sure my personal passion to be a professional philanthropist comes from her. My sister and I feel like the luckiest daughters in the world, and she most definitely is our hero.
Well, Kristen, thanks for telling me all about your mom.
Thank you, Ron.
Pat Lopp is today's WCHL home.